on the idea of the creator. Ion talks about us being creators. We create our universes. In light of what we said about universe, energy, tree, how much of this is impacted by my creating abilities, my abilities to create?
All
of it.
Every aspect in your universe is causally affected by your particular creating.
And this applies to every other human being on the planet today.
Yes, it does. But don't worry, because some of those are disconnected, and so their creations, non-realized creations, will go to the Gulf and somebody else will pick it up. So it's okay. It's not love, flavors lost. It'll work out.
Does ESP bridge the gap between each person, 6 billion of us, creating our own universes? Is there something that creates a common ground?
Yes. Well, no. Well, yes. Well, no. Extra sensory perception. Perception would absolutely overlap everywhere. So, in that case, yes, absolutely it would. It would set your 100th monkey syndrome into play very quickly as well, would it not?
Yeah. As I understand it, yes. So it's intriguing to me how people choose to play down their ability to create totally unique worlds individually, and it's aligned with the general ESP. Now, that may be an illusion, but it seems that is this the love between humans, the love of consciousness, the bowing out of creating your own world to support the idea of a consensus? How much is that an illusion?
Well, it's not so much an illusion, but some may align with that or not. But the same thing would be true. You go out onto your lanai and you say, okay, I've been well for almost all my life, so therefore I've had quite enough wellness, so now I'm going to be sick so other people can have my wellness. Well, even if you give up your wellness, your well-being, it will not increase another's well-being.
Why do people think it does?
Well, because they think that if you're rich, you're bad.
Mm.
If you have an SUV that gets 9 miles to the gallon, you're a glutton. You're punishing the rest of the world because you personally are using up all of the petroleum-based resources.
So this idea of entropy is a very powerful meme in human consciousness, it seems.
You big corporation, you're polluting that air, my air. You're polluting my air. And I'm not going to have it anymore. Oh, but now the product that you produce, that you have the process that pollutes my air, you better have it on my shelf when I go to get it. But you need to do it somewhere else so it doesn't pollute my air.
Well, why, you talk about the theme of disconnect. Why are human beings nervous about becoming creators of whole universes?
Well, because they start seeing the taking their power back. They want to be in charge, but they don't want to have the final say.
Why? What's the fear there about having the final say?
Well, because someone might not like their creation. They may judge them. They may decide that their reality is an abomination before God, so therefore they must die. They may decide that they're crossways of the very government that they support, so that the government now will kill them. And if nobody else sees it the way they see it, then they're left undone. Well, beat that drum enough, and then you know, they don't have to ship you to Guantanamo Bay to have you done away with. because you'll be in that vibrational proximity. The disconnection of you taking power of your reality is a blissful, euphoric experience. But you can have that disconnect because your mother said that the world doesn't revolve around you. And if that becomes a rule, a thought you've thunk a long time, a belief, then you'll not allow your manifestations to usurp that belief system that you've created and adopted in your declaration of independence. Shall we rewrite it for you?
Well, it wouldn't work.
Why not? Well, what you have now isn't either.
Okay, but when a parent...
Easy there now. Wait a second. What did we just say?
Well, should parents be telling their kids that they are...
No. I'm not going there. I'm saying, would you like us in non-physical to rewrite your declaration of independence? And your response was, well, that wouldn't work. And our response was, well, what you have now isn't working either.
Oh, but that doesn't bother people.
Well, but yet the constitutionalist, that's what this country was, the U.S. was founded on, was it not?
Yes, apparently.
And that's all you have is those constitutional amendments that have to be ratified. You see? But see, now, independence. Now, is that independent as in I me, my mind? Or is that independence as in this new puddle of everybody that's in the puddle is independent of every other person in a puddle somewhere else, meaning like countries? I think it was more speaking about specific and inalienable rights, not less, right?
Yes.
And that you have the pursuit of happiness. Doesn't guarantee happiness, because if you made everybody happy, everybody would be sad because they wouldn't have the same degree of happiness that someone else had. So now what you have, you just take a really good thing called happiness and make it into a degree of separation. Well, I'm happy, but I'm not as happy as my neighbor. He's happier than I'm happy, and I'm not going to have it, and by God, he needs to die. And if he's gone, then all this extra happiness that he's having will make more happiness for me. And it's my God-given constitutional Bill of Rights right. And those Bill of Particulars are the correct. And I'll whoop anybody that says that's not so. You see?
All right, you've made a poignant point. So give us, within a minute or so,
good,
what is the new declaration as you would write it?
No. We'll have that it would be a War and Peace volume in and of itself. The basic tenets, short.
Give us the bullet points.
Yeah. The tenets that created a document that humans could look at, okay, and use as a reference point. If you look at the dynamics and took them word for how they were written, and activated those in your own personal beingness, you wouldn't have to worry about that your constitutional rights were being neglected.
Thank you.